Senate will be in order. Chair recognizes the senator from Des Moines, Senator Goodwin.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to request a quorum call.
Quorum call's been requested. The secretary will open the voting system. Senator Schultz is present. Senator Edler is present. Senator Goodwin, a quorum is present. The chair recognizes the senator from Polk, Senator Whitaker.
Thank you, Mr. President. This time I call up Senate File 2324 with Senator Smith, Senate File 2334 with Senator Kinnoyer, Senate File 2311 with Senator Driscoll, and Senate File 2128 with Senator Sweeney.
Senator Whitaker, 2311 is off the list. We've already completed that one. So the order, Senator Whitaker calls up Senate File 2324, 2334, and Senate File 2128. Is that correct?
Yes.
Very good. Chair recognizes the Senator from Scott, Senator Smith, for opening comments on Senate File 2324.
Thank you, Mr. President. This bill requires a licensed real estate agent or real estate team to display the name of the brokerage in any advertising or public information following the name of the licensee or real estate team. This concludes my opening remarks.
Is there further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Smith, for final remarks on Senate File 2324.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask for the bill to be read for the last time and placed on its passage.
Senator from Scott moves that Senate File 2324 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Secretary will read.
Senate File 2324, a bill for an act relating to designation of real estate teams and the display of real estate licenses, including applicable provisions, being enacted by the General Assembly, State of Iowa.
Senator from Scott moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
Title is agreed to. The question now, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 2324 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Bolton votes aye. Chair recognizes Senator from Johnson, Senator Walz.
Thank you, Mr. President. Please excuse Senator Mathis until she arrives.
Senator Mathis will be excused until she arrives. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system and record a vote. Senate will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 0. Bill having received constitution majority is declared to pass Senate and the title is agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Kinnoyer, for opening remarks on Senate File 2334.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate File 2334 is a bill that requires the Natural Resource Commission to authorize the 28-gauge and 410 shotguns for hunting turkey. That concludes my opening remarks.
Is there further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Kinnoyer, for final remarks on Senate File 2334.
I move the bill, ask for that it be read for the last time and placed on its passage.
Senator from Scott moves that Senate File 20, 2334 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Secretary will read.
Senate File 2334, a bill for not granting that shotguns may be used to hunt turkey, being enacted by the General Assembly, State of Iowa.
Senator from Scott moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Is the title agreed to? The title is agreed to. The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 2334 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary will open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Brown votes aye. Senator Bolton votes aye. Senator Lofgren votes aye. Senator Whitfer votes aye. Senator Schultz votes aye. Senator Rosenboom votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system and record vote. Senate will pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 0. The bill, having received a constitutional majority, is declared to pass the Senate. The title was agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Hardin, Senator Sweeney, for opening remarks on Senate File 2128.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a code correction to replace limited English proficient with English learner. This language change would align with the terminology used in Every Student Succeeds.
Is there further discussion on the bill? Seeing none, Chair recognizes Senator from Hardin, Senator Sweeney, for final remarks on Senate File 2128.
I move the bill and be read for the last time and placed into its passage.
Senator from Hardin moves that Senate File 2128 be read for the last time and placed on its passage. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Secretary will read.
Senate File 2128, a bill for not granting education, including education of students who are not fully English proficient in standards applicable to the hiring, development, and evaluation of community college faculty, being enacted by the General Assembly, State of Iowa.
Senator from Hardin moves that the reading thus far be considered last reading of the bill. Those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. Is the title agreed to?
Yes.
The title is agreed to. The question now is, shall the bill pass? Those in favor of the passage of Senate File 2128 will vote aye. Those opposed vote no. Secretary, open the voting system and receive your vote. Senator Lofgren votes aye. Senator Bolton votes aye. Senator Whitfer votes aye. Senator Rosenboom votes aye. Has every senator voted? Every senator has voted. Secretary, close the voting system. Secretary, lock the voting system and record votes. Senate, pay attention to the result of the roll call. Those voting aye, 48. Those voting no, 0. The bill, having received the constitutional majority, is declared to have passed the Senate, and the title was agreed to. Chair recognizes Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I ask unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 2324, Senate File 2334, and Senate File 2128.
Senator from Polk, Senator Whitfer, ask unanimous consent to immediately message Senate File 2324, Senate File 2334, and Senate File 2128. Hearing no objection, so ordered. We're now at that time of the day for points of personal privilege. Do any senators seek the floor? For what purpose does the senator from Johnson, Senator Kinney, seek the floor?
A point, Mr. President.
You're in order.
This is has something to do in my district and all other districts here in Iowa. It has to do with bridges. Bridges and farming in Iowa go hand in hand. My ground gets a lot of rain. The waterways allow that wetland to dry out, and the bridges allow me, my equipment, and my neighbors to get around. Iowa has too many bad bridges. More than any other state, more than 4,500 bridges in Iowa are structurally deficient. That's a problem for farmers. Like myself, and it's a problem for my neighbors. I've been contacted by a number of my constituents that have bridges out, and they're going an extra 5 miles to get from one farm to the other when their farm is only a half a mile away. The federal bipartisan infrastructure bill is sending Iowa more than $400 million to fix bridges like the ones farmers around me and the farmers from all over Iowa count on. I want to thank Senator Grassley and Representative Axne, the only Iowa members of Congress to vote for the bipartisan infrastructure bill. It's now up to us to make sure we put that money to good use. We should start by fixing bridges throughout rural Iowa. Thank you, Mr. President.
Seeing no further senators seeking the floor, Chair recognizes Senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that we adjourn until Wednesday, February 23rd at 9 a.m.
You've all heard the motion of the Senator from Scott, Senator Knoyer. Those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The motion prevails. The Senate will be adjourned until Wednesday, February 23rd at 9 a.m.